来，transition，我那样，the transition on top top top，the transition on transition，啊行，我知道了，说话跟不否认说的，是的了，嗯，有。صلاة السلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين Respected brothers, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Zen can come forward, inshallah, so we can make space for other brothers, inshallah ta'ala. Just be mindful this brother still praying here. Just be careful, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. So we are in Surah An-Nazi'at now, alhamdulillah. And we just finished the discussion in Surah An-Nazi'at, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. And Allah ta'ala uses in comparison to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he experienced from the people of Quraysh. Because the Quraysh were treating Rasulullah so, you know, they treated him so badly and they had abused him. And Allah ta'ala said, the same way Musa alayhi salam was abused by Fir'aun, Rasulullah is experiencing the same thing. And the same way Musa got victory over Fir'aun, one day Rasulullah will also begin victory, and we know this is the truth. And then after, and this we also extended the conversation last time to talk about arrogance. We talked about how kibir is a very dangerous thing. Rasulullah said, a person who has arrogance will not, a single atom's worth of arrogance in our heart, we will not enter Jannah. And it's very, very dangerous. So Allah that gave the example of Fir'aun, that Allah said, he is an example for the first and the last people that will come. Look what happened to Fir'aun. Anyone who's arrogant will never be successful by Allah Ta'ala. Okay, this is the reality. We have to cure our arrogance, inshallah. We have to become humble. So Allah Ta'ala says, to help us to get this concept of humility before Allah, Allah says, Antum ashaddu khalqan. Are you such a mighty creation? Allah says, are you really that mighty? Amis sama, or just look up. Look at the sky above you. Allah says, are you that powerful? Are you that mighty? Or look up at the sky. Which is bigger? How are you in terms of the sky, brothers and elders in Islam? How big are we compared to the sky? If I were to, subhanAllah, just zoom out, not even, let's just zoom out of Burlington. You know, let's not even make it too big of a radius, right? Make zoom out of Burlington. How big would you be? How big would your house be? I could probably see it on the Google Maps, maybe outside of Burlington, right? Let me zoom out a little bit more. Let's go to Massachusetts. How big are you? SubhanAllah, let me zoom out from America now. Where are you? Let me zoom out and go from the whole earth. How big are you? Allah said, Sama can be even bigger than just the sky. It could be the whole universe. How are you in there compared to that? I can't even, you, a dot would be too big to indicate it, you know. Allah said, how big are you? How tall are you? SubhanAllah, acting so arrogant. One place in the Quran, Allah says, how is he arguing with me? Right? Awalam yara al-insan anna khalaqna min nutfa. We created him from a dirty fluid. Fa'idha huwa khasim. Suddenly he's arguing. Then we say this about our children. We say, Baba, you were in diapers the other day. And now you're arguing with me? Allah said, you are a little drop of dirty fluid. You were so shameful one moment. Now you're talking to me? Allah says, look how low, small we are. How big are you? SubhanAllah, when you and I die, this is about how big you are in terms of space. In terms of time, respected brothers in Islam, after 100 years, who will remember us? This is reality, brothers in Islam. Why would you be humble? Why would you be arrogant? Allah says, Amis sama banaha. Think about not just the sky, think about the one who created the sky. If you and I are nothing compared to Allah that is sky, then Allah says, how do you compare yourself to me? Then Allah says, Rafa'a samkaha. Allah raised the pinnacle, the top of it. Fasawaha. He formed it so beautifully. And Allah, after he formed it, waghtasha laylaha, waakhraja duhaha. He took out the night from it, and then he took out the day from it. Wal alda ba'da dhalika dahaha. Allah says, while he was forming the sky, putting all the gases together, and subhanAllah, while he was forming it, making the night and day, meaning that the sun was out already. Thereafter, while the gases are coming together, then finally the earth is formed after that. This is a scientific miracle of the Quran. What did Rasulullah tell us in the from the ayah of the Quran? That first Allah, He created the sun, and afterwards the gases start to come together. Well, Allah, the earth, ba'da dhalika, after that, dahaha, after Allah took it out. How did the Prophet know this? That was something that we know as a scientific reality, that before, when the earth was being formed, that first was gas and then it became solid. Who told us? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he know such a thing? Only Rabbul Alameen could tell him, subhanAllah. And this part is very deep. I don't have enough time to go everything. This one author, it's a book called Muslims in American History. Excellent kitab. Amazing kitab. He first talks about all the Muslims that come. He talked about, like, for example, the slave trade that happened. He said a lot of them were Muslims, right? That they came in here. And he talked about Christopher Columbus's time. People think that he was the first one to discover America. And he showed how the Native Americans, they have dalil, is evidence that they had met with the Ottoman Empire, and they used to trade with them before even Christopher Columbus knew about this place. Why did Christopher Columbus not even want to? Why did he try to find America? He tried to find a shorter route to get to India. He thought that's why he called them Indians, right? He tried to get to India. He went the wrong way. He tried to went the wrong way. Okay, stupid guy. And he went the wrong way. Why do you go that way? Because he tried to find a shorter route to avoid the Ottomans. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, right? Muslims have been here for a long time. In the beginning of that book, he says the word dahwa in Arabic. Wal adha ba'da dhalika dahu, he says, is used for an ostrich egg, which is an oval. It's a little bit like not circle, but like a little round, right? And he said, he was amazed. He's a non-Muslim. He said he was amazed how the Quran actively uses an accurate word to describe the shape of the earth, because the earth is not fully spherical. It's a little round too. Subhanallah. How are the words of the Quran so accurate? Allah. Wal adha ba'da dhalika dahaha. أخرج منها ماءها ورعاها. Allah says He took out from it the water, and He took out from it the grazing and the pastures. والجبال, thereafter Allah took out the mountains. أرساها, He formed them, make sure they were formed on the ground. Why did Allah do this? He created the sky, He created night and day, He created the earth, He created the water, He created the pastures, He created everything. He says, متاعا لكم. Allah said, this is all for you. SubhanAllah. If my father, Allahu Akbar, right, after he passes away, he gives me an inheritance, he writes something, and then whatever I get from him from inheritance. And then after he says so many things as gifts and things like that, wouldn't you just feel like, ya Allah, how do I deserve this? You and I, subhanAllah, how many sins have we committed? How many sins have we committed? How much of a life of guna we lived? And yet, subhanAllah, the same Allah is giving us oxygen, food and drink and everything. We live in such beautiful homes. Who could even imagine we live in such beautiful homes? Allah has given us so much. How can you and I be arrogant? How can you and I not worship Allah? How can I not wake up for Fajr? Allah, it's shameful. It's embarrassing, right? You should feel a little embarrassed. When you feel shame, inshallah, that will be humility, inshallah ta'ala. Allah says that this is the way you produce humility. We ask Allah that He gives us His humbleness, inshallah, that we start to pray and worship more and make dua before we leave this world, inshallah ta'ala. This is what Allah wants. So you avoid the path of Fir'aun and become like Musa alayhi salam, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah grant us afiyah and tawfiq, make it easy for everyone. I am, inshallah, heading out to California for the next couple of days. So we won't have to, I'm mentioning this because first, make dua. And secondly, we won't have Thursday class. So please don't come in and be like, Mawlana lied to us and everything. No, Mawlana's not here. Okay. Okay. I'll be back, inshallah. We'll have next Tuesday class like normal, inshallah. But this Thursday, we want to have class, inshallah. Make dua. Allah to accept, inshallah. Make it easy for everyone. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.